As Zach Herney entered the Oval Office, he couldn't help but smile at the image of his entire staff crammed into the deceptively small chamber. Although this great office had enjoyed many nicknames over the years, the Loo, Dick's Den, the Clinton Bedroom, Herney's favorite was the Lobster Trap. It seemed most fitting. Each time a newcomer entered the Oval Office, disorientation set in immediately. The symmetry of the room, the gently curving walls, the discreetly disguised doorways in and out, all gave visitors the dizzying sense they'd been blindfolded and spun around. Often after a meeting in the Oval Office, a visiting dignitary would stand up, shake hands with the president, and march straight into a storage closet. Depending on how the meeting had gone, Herney would either stop the guest in time or watch in amusement as the visitor embarrassed himself. Herney had always believed the most dominating aspect of the Oval Office was the colorful American eagle emblazoned on the room's oval carpet. The eagle's left talon clutched an olive branch, and his right a bundle of arrows. Few outsiders knew that during times of peace, the eagle faced left, toward the olive branch. But in times of war, the eagle mysteriously faced right, toward the arrows. The mechanism behind this little parlor trick was the source of quiet speculation among White House staff, because it was traditionally known only by the president and the head of housekeeping. The truth behind the enigmatic eagle, Herney found out, to be disappointingly mundane. A storage room in the basement contained the second oval carpet, and housekeeping simply swapped the carpets in the dead of night. Now, as Herney gazed down at the peaceful, left-gazing eagle, he smiled to think that perhaps he should swap carpets in honor of the little war he was about to launch against Senator Sedgwick Sexton.